You're listening to Wreckage, an RPG podcast. A podcast filled with fun, frolics, humour, horror, and all that jazz that you'd expect from an actual play podcast. Well, I'm GM John, and thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to our show once again. I mean, if you're wanting to help us out a little bit more, check out all our socials. Make sure you're following us everywhere that we are. And, well, if you haven't yet, maybe share us as well. We'd love for more people to listen to our show and listen to the stories we have to tell. Well, I'm sure you're actually here to listen to the show and not me waffle on in an intro. So, without further ado, let's get wrecked. Hello and welcome to episode 36 of Wreckage, an RPG podcast. I'm joined this time by Jay.
I can talk now, right? Jay. Yeah. All right. How's it going?
There you go. That's your cue to talk, Jay.
All right.
Lee.
Hello.
Ollie.
Hello.
And me, DM John. It's been a while since you folks have played. I can't wait to get going with this one. So, really, really looking forward to finding out the other side of the story. Have any of you listened to the last one?
No.
I'm partway through.
You're partway through. Okay, partway through.
I wasn't sure if there were any spoilers, so yeah. I didn't want to...
Yeah.
Not so much, I suppose. Not as much as the previous ones. But looking forward to getting going with this one. So before we do, just a couple of thank yous. Thank you, as always, to Green Ronin for making such an awesome system that we're sort of using to craft our campaign. Also, thank you to RuneScape and Sirenscape for the little bit of music that you hear in the background. And thank you, our listeners, for tuning in and sticking with us. It's a lot of content to get through, and well, you're still here and still listening, so thank you. Anything else before we get going?
Nothing.
Not easy.
No.
Everybody shakes their heads. It's that wonderful thing of being on a podcast, and everybody's just like, yeah.
Everyone got any input for the listeners? No.
Right. Well, without further ado, let's get wrecked.
No, that's wrong one.
Without further ado, this is going to be a little bit of a story time with me.
Oh, my favourite.
Last time around.
Yeah, I was going to say, yes. Do it in your best bedtime.
Yeah, bedtime.
Best story all day.
Last time around. So, last...
Take it off.
Anyway.
What? You have some weird bedtime stories, Jay.
Scottish.
Fair enough.
Right then. Last time around, we found out what happened to Galen and Mac. This time around, we find out the other side of the tale. What was it that Mac and Galen saw through the portals into the Shadow World? Well, shall we find out then? For the benefit of Zenith and Tantan, well, and Gillis, this is what's been going on. Gillis, the last you remember, you were being dragged out of your cell by that irritating mafia boss, Jeffron Friss, the one that you know as Mr. Smith. It's all a bit hazy and dark from that point onwards. Your vision comes in and out of consciousness. You see stone walls, feel implements digging into your skin, feel intense pain, and the sensation of being dragged by your foot. You feel that sensation a lot. But mostly, darkness consumes you. Zenith and Tantan, you find yourself, having escaped the jail, stood on the balcony of the castle, looking out into the courtyard. You remember that an old adversary, Jeffron Friss, Mr. Smith as you knew him, leader of the local mafia, known as the Thorns, came to taunt you in the prison. You weren't going to escape this one as easily as you did the pub hideout. He was pretty certain of that. But Damer, the elf thief, helped you break free of your cells and led you to the room you now find yourself in, high up in the castle, where your belongings were around you, and Friss was just stood there, waiting. He didn't seem bothered by your escape, nor that you had reclaimed your things. It seemed to be no worry for him. You tried to kill Friss, but it turned out just to be an illusion. More mockery. Zenith, you commented on how much you really hated this guy. Friss's illusion beckoned you forwards and pointed down into the courtyard, where a terrifying scene was unfolding. Gillis, you feel intense pain. The darkness suddenly abating from your eyes. It feels like your limbs are being torn apart. You see tethers of energy, shadowy energy, pulsating around you. The pain is horrendous. You try to scream, but nothing happens. You feel everything, yet you can't seem to control anything. You feel like a passenger. As you undergo these sensations, you notice a short, boar-like creature just strolling in to the left-hand side of your vision.
Hey, Gillis. Hodor thanks you for your help. We all thought it was fucked when Freya destroyed the staff I was in, but what can I say? You're all so happy to make deals with us gods. You humans sure are gullible. Ha ha! That's funny. Gullible Gillis. That's got a ring to it. Anyway, Skull's in charge now. I hope you enjoy the ride.
And the boar walks towards you, rips open your ribcage and just walks into your body.
No, I was going to murmur that I'm an elf, not a human. Racist.
Zenith and Tantan, you see Gillis's body being torn asunder by magic, morphed into some horrific boar-like beast, as tall as a small giant. And there was some sort of ritual casting doing all of this. The ritual was being led by another familiar face. The diver from the Jade Dragon that you fought before, the time you almost died. Maybe it's a chance for some revenge. Both the Frostman, that's what we'll call him for you folks as now, because you haven't been formally introduced, and Friss laugh. Friss turns to Frosty. This'll be fun, won't it? Which do you want to play with, Yukon? He turns to Friss, exhaling a long sigh. You can see the air around his mouth mist with the coldness of his breath. His voice carries with an unnerving ease. I'll take the angel and the god machine. I'll give you the easy two. I'm taking the pig. Enjoy the shadow. Yukon moves his hands in two large circles before bringing them to a small talisman around his neck. As he does, the acolytes around the courtyard do the same. Some strange energy seems to emanate from Gillis, well, the giant pig, and everything goes dark for an instant. Zenith and Tantan, as your vision comes back to you, it's a heck of a lot darker than it was. You're still in the same place, but you feel like there's a strong wind tugging at you in all directions. You look around you. Galen and Mac can't be seen. Everything has a really strange haze to it all. You blink, and you feel a strange sensation come over you, an overwhelming weight to your mind. However, you both easily just seem to shrug it off. You see down in the courtyard the giant pig that was Gillis, Yukon, and a couple of acolytes who seem to be focusing quite hard. Suddenly you hear a scream behind you as Daemer writhes in pain. Make it stop! Stop! She holds her hands to her head. I would like one of you to roll a courage check, please.
Oh, God. What's that?
Good intro, John. I love the... As tall as a small giant. That's like, it's as short as a tall midget.
Does it sing Hakuna Matata? Does it break in the song?
It's a willpower check.
Okay. Oh, I've got willpower courage. Oh, excellent.
No, just I would like you to roll 3d6, please.
Yeah, but if I'm making a willpower check, right?
It's not you that's making it.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I missed who you were asking.
Yeah, I just wanted one of you
to roll. Oh, I see. Right, okay. 3d6, okay. 6, 4, 5. That'll do.
6, 4, 5.
Is this good for us or bad for us?
I don't know.
Damn it, Lee! Roll average!
So, as you watch Daemer, she's sort of like, stop! and then sort of pauses and like blinks heavily a few times. She sort of shakes her head and looks around her, and she sort of goes, "Where the fuck are we?" And as she looks up and looks towards you two, you notice that she has sort of a purpley haze to her eyes.
Oh. Are we in the Upside Down?
Yeah. She looks up and goes, "Even worse, we're in the Inside Out."
Yeah, true. You'd literally got torn in two.
Yeah.
What? Where are we? Where?
I was about to ask you the same thing.
Well, I don't know where the fuck we are.
What is that purple haze in front of your face? Or in your brain?
And she sort of like, look. What do you mean purple haze in front of my face? And she sort of like looks around the room sort of to see if there's any reflective surface. And she sort of sees a plate on a shelf. And she sort of walks over to it and goes, "Huh, why are my eyes purple? That's weird."
Are we still in the room overlooking the courtyard bit?
You are, and as you sort of like gaze around to sort of look back down towards the courtyard, you see sort of the Yukon just exhale once more. "So are you coming to play with my pet?" As his voice sort of echoes around the courtyard. And before you have a chance to respond, you hear a second guttural voice. "I'm not your pet. I'm a god, and you better respect that." And Yukon just looks at him, "And you wouldn't be here without me. So, shall we get this over with?"
It's got.
And he sort of like beckons you down.
It's got four legs. It must die.
Ba 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 ba. How are we doing for health? Because I'm quite low on health.
Yeah, I went up to 17. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think might be worthwhile to do a little bit of healing. Let me just pick. Okay, I'm gonna do healing touch. Which is, I'm going to spend 3 magic points on it. I need to get a target number of 10, willpower of 5. Yeah, smash that.
Cool.
That was a 6, 5, and a 2, for anyone interested. So that's...
Ollie doesn't do numbers anymore. Smashed it.
18. So I needed 10. So I just destroyed that roll. Get it, boy. So that's 3d6 plus... I've got it written down here somewhere. Plus 4. Oh, that's pretty good. That's 17 points of healing to you, Zen.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. And I will mark 3 points off of that, and then I'll do it to me. So that passes as well. That isn't as good, but that's 5, 12, and I needed 10. And... Oh, that's pretty crap healing for me. So that's 9 plus 4, 13 points. So I go up to 47.
Okay, so as you are casting that spell and slightly distracted by what's going on, suddenly 2 blasts of energy just fly towards you. The first one hits the ceiling just above you and sort of spatters out across. The second one also does the same and smashes out towards, sort of onto the side of the room, clearly distance being a thing. But you sort of turn round to see that the acolytes are moving their hands and flinging sort of magic in your direction. But you feel like they've got an intense focus on their faces. As this is going on, you see Yukon just take a few steps back and, like, look at the pig. And the pig looks up towards you. And as this is going on, Damer turns to you and go, "Well, what are we doing then?"
We should probably take cover from that incoming magic missiles. Those incoming magic missiles.
Okay, so Damer moves up.
I'm going to step back from the window. I'm assuming we're like a balcony, like window frame, doorway type thing.
Yeah, you are.
Step back into the room slightly so that I'm kind of out of line of sight.
Okay, so you move yourself out of line of sight. Fantastic. Damon sort of copies you and sort of like seems to be looking to you to what to do. Skull, IEJ, what would you like to do?
Skull. Yes. Big pig thing.
Pig man.
Can it speak? Can it speak?
So, it can speak, yes.
Yeah, so through the bewildering pain and the trauma of what it's just been through, it just starts like screaming and picking on his squeal Piggy. And then just through some sort of vestiges of the person it used to be, it just goes, is it made of wood? and then charges.
So at the moment it goes, is it made of wood? There is the pillar that you were attached to that's like right next to you. That's like a big wooden log.
Okay. Do I still have all my spells?
You do not have your spells. No, you have the stuff that I gave you. You have one spell, I believe.
Yes, I've seen it.
Oh, God.
It's called Player Character Death.
It's called... Ooh, yeah. It's called Patrick Bateman.
What? Oh, yeah. Like the Kool-Aid Man.
Barry White. Summon Barry White.
Yeah. How is everyone doing for health now?
I got torn in half by shadow magic.
I'm not worried about you. You're fine.
I've got
a pig person. Skull, what are you doing?
Am I within 10 yards of the condemned
balcony? No, you are not.
Condemned.
That you're sort of like a little run from the balcony that they're at, but you would be able to reach the balcony that they're at. So because of how big you are, so you can sort of make your way towards it in this turn, and if you might be able to get within 10 yards of Tantan, who's currently sort of stood tentatively on the balcony.
Okay, we'll try that. I'll just head towards a big T.
Okay, fantastic. Is there anything else you're going to do?
If I get within the 10, could I try and inflict him with a big dose of pestilence?
Yes, you can. Go for it.
Okay, so just for everyone's knowledge, this is a death arcana type of attack, MP cost of 8, which leaves me on I won't tell you. And is a major action. Target number is 13.
Miracles roll.
Oh, unlucky.
Failed. It fell on the floor. Yeah. Oh, well, no, never mind.
Well, it's 13 and I've got 12 on the two dice that I didn't drop. 16 total.
16 total?
Yeah, with 4 stunt points.
Nice.
Your test is constitution stamina versus the spell power.
Yes.
If you want, you can also cast split spell with the
yeah with the you can cast stunt it points.
On Don't help him, nearby. John. Jeez!
All of a sudden, it's PvP.
Yeah. Yes. So in both of you roll a Constitution stamina check.
Oh, okay. Both
versus the spell power was 16.
Oh fuck! Ooh,
I might. So that is.
I got a 1, a 1, and a 2. Plus my,
I got,
oh no.
plus my constitution of 1 and a stamina focus. So
I got 16. Does that mean I pass it?
That's a pass, yeah.
You are lucky. The victim immediately falls... the victim immediately falls ill. That's all it says. No, I'm lying. You're minus 2 penalty in all physical ability tests.
Oh, fuck.
Whoa.
I'm made of metal. Surely, how does metal feel ill?
Rusty.
As Skull runs forward, like he just sort of like starts charging towards the balcony, and he just like full on throws up into the balcony, and it sort of splats across, hits Tantan, and sort of some of it flies over and starts sort of hitting you. This sort of sick is weird. It's like green and ozonian, magical in nature, and it gets into all the nooks and crannies into your suit, and it's sort of into your sort of mechanical workings, and it just seems to sort of make things like crunch and hurt, and it's like acidically burning things and just making it really uncomfortable. Tantan sort of just like quickly brushes it off his face. Sort of
I'm
like
used to being covered in crap.
been a while.
So. Yeah, you're at minus 2 to all your physical checks.
Well, fuck.
And you do some checks at the beginning of each turn.
There's more shenanigans an hour from now if you've still got the pestilence.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, lovely.
Okay. What would you folks like to do in response? What you notice is Yukon just takes a couple of steps back. He doesn't seem to be too interested at the moment.
What range is he at?
Yukon. He's probably about...
Well, I'm definitely 50. 10 from Tantan.
50 metres or so. Skull is right in front of you at the tip of the balcony.
Just a tip.
Kind of like peering in.
I think, because, right, if I'm not going to metagame, I guess Zenith wouldn't necessarily know that he's at minus two to his physical test. So he's going to try and subdue his former friend, associate, colleague, by... He's going to try and, like, mount the pig.
Okay, he's going to mount the pig.
If you've got ride the hog. Yeah, he's going to basically be not balls deep in a squealing hog. But
So this will be an opposed strength check.
Oh, jeez. My strength is...
Oh, actually.
Should be pretty good for a Terminator.
I can't even see strength. Oh, there is three.
So minus two to this, then. So I'm basically... Yep, I'm just adding one to this. Yep. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Do I add that number next to my strength to what I roll?
Yes, you do, Jay.
I've just rolled a 1, 1, and 2 again. I'm changing these dice.
Okay.
Alright, I rolled 3 ones.
You're joking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you get?
A 1, 1, and a 2. So I've got a mighty plus 5.
Alright, so with my massive 3, I've got a total of 12.
It's got plus 9.
Yeah, hang on, what?
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
I'm lying. I actually got a pretty decent roll, but I thought I'd just tell you how strong I was.
Oh. With maths, with Jay.
So, as you go in to, like, leap on his back, the sort of pig sort of moves and sort of, like, glances you effortlessly off with his tusk, and you find yourself falling down towards the courtyard. So as you do so, you take 1 point of penetrating damage. Oof. As you hit the floor. And you sort of notice that the two acolytes are just bearing down onto you, and sort of like just black magic starts flying towards you. The first one hits you with a roll of lots and does 7 points of damage to you.
Minus armor, yeah.
Minus your armor.
Armor 5.
The second one misses.
Cool.
Okay. And as you're there down on the ground, and you're sort of like, okay, whoa, it's a little bit shaken off. Tantan, what would you like to do?
How far away from me is Zen?
He's on the floor of the courtyard.
Two stories down.
So he's flown out.
Okay.
Yes, he's two stories down. He's not far from you, but he is two stories down.
Two stories down. Wow, okay, that kind of... God damn it. I had a plan. I'll probably say that out loud. I'll be like, oh, damn it, I had a plan. Right, okay. I'm not going to try and jolt him, given the stamina roll he just had. That is not good. Okay, I am just going to... Very, very boringly. I think I'm just going to cast Arcane. I'm going to take a step back into the doorway and hit him with an Arcane Blast.
Okay, go for it.
And I'll be like, I think our friend is gone. And, so what do I need?
He says to no one in particular.
To no one in particular. Yeah, I get that with 16 plus 5, 21. So 21 to hit.
Yeah, 21 will hit. He's a very big giant pig.
You said a small giant.
You did say
I'm
a small
giant. Big though.
I'm as big as a small giant.
He's as big as a small giant.
A small giant.
Isn't a small giant a human?
A very large human though.
I'm basically
above the average.
Like a Shaquille O'Neal with tusks. Shaquille squeal, piggy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Shaquille squeal.
This is the only reason you bring me here. I don't do anything for the game. Just bullshit my liners.
Yeah. I re-listened to that Call of Cthulhu game the other day, and all of your fucking jokes.
I listened to that once and it was awful. I was like, oh my god, that was me. I felt so embarrassed.
It was fantastic. But that was 7 points of damage.
7 points of damage. That's 7 points of damage. I'll maintain the damage on you.
Okay, my armor Jay, though.
So don't worry about that. I will negate your armor.
My armor's 12. I'm kidding. But your face was worth it.
So
we gonna die.
Damer sort of like stood next to you and goes, "You think he's gone? Well, I'll give it a go. I'm not staying up here," because she's just seen the vomit being thrown. So she starts running towards
to Skull, and she's going to try and leap off his head, which she very athletically does with a roll of that's about 22 for her. So Jesus. She sort of like runs up, like parkour, jumps off the tusk, and much more gracefully lands on the floor next to you, Zenith, who's like crumpled in the floor. And as she sort of sits there, she pulls out two daggers and just flings them out towards the nearest acolyte. The first one hits an acolyte and does 8 points of damage to the acolyte. This one on the left. And the second one goes to the one on the right. Bloody hell, she's rolling well. That is a 22 to hit. So she does... No, not so good this time. Only 5 points of damage.
I forgot to check for spell stunts last time. So long.
Okay. And she sort of lands next to you and sort of goes, ha-ha! And she sort of laughs at you, sort of like crumpled in the floor, and goes, nice landing.
You hear the sound of a 56k modem emanate from his mouth. He swears in Orion at her.
Skull, what would you like to do?
Noticing the threat from above, it's the only real solid damage Skull has taken. Lets out a massive squeal of rage and leaps up and effectively tries to bring down the balcony.
Okay, yep, so leaps up. I'd like to make a strength check, please.
Oh, well, that one's 15 with 5, that's 5, 3, 5, so 5 stump points on top of my strength of... I'll just have a look again, shall I? I think it was 9. so that would be 24.
Jesus.
Cool.
With 5 stun
that
points.
Easily pulls down. I would like you, Tantan, to please make a dexterity check.
Ha ha.
Land on the tusks,
you, I have a plus 12 to my dexterity, Jay. No, I don't.
I don't want to do this.
Oh,
it's like when you play like a video game and you get in the mech suit and you're, you've got 10 minutes of fun.
Well, I do have 5 stun points, but... That is a grand total of
5
maths. 11.
11. Yeah. That is a fail. So as you fall to the ground, you take 2 points of damage as you hit the ground with a thud. And Skull, I would like you to roll 2d6, please.
I'm assuming
is that
this
penetrating
is...
damage?
Penetrating 7 damage. Total.
We're in low gravity
7
world.
Total. You take because of such the high strength roll, you also take another 7 points of penetrating damage as the rocks fall on top of you from the balcony.
Is that
and,
all of us?
Just Tantan, because he's basically like falling within the balcony. And Tantan, you are now restrained within the rocks of the balcony as well. So stuck with it.
Bodied.
Can I still see, or is it just like on my legs?
You can still see. You're just like you're sort of like stuck in the rock.
Oh jeez.
Mm-hmm. Ricky right. Bobby, you're not paralyzed. You're not paralyzed, Ricky Bobby.
Who wants to go? And what would you like to do?
I think Zenith needs to pick himself up off the floor. So how close are these acolytes to me?
They're probably about 20 meters, 25 meters. They advanced a little bit towards you.
And presumably, between them and Tantan.
Tantan's like behind, sort of off to your side, because you got knocked off to the side. So sort of as you look to your right, that's where Skull and Tantan are.
Then this Skull is presumably bearing down on Tantan?
Yes.
Alright. I think Zenith is going to try... He's going to essentially pick himself up, try and take like a parting shot of these acolytes and make his way back to help Tantan. Presumably he can see that he's... covered in rocks or whatever, right?
Yep. Go on, make your shot.
Okay, let's go for a shot.
Who
oh, for goodness sake.
Shot?
7, 8+.
It's the new house, mate. It's 10. Cursed.
Yeah, right. Clearly. 10.
10?
Yeah, miss.
10 misses.
Yep.
10 misses. Okay.
Yeah, no, it would have been 11, actually, but yeah, it's fine. There's still misses. So, yeah.
11? 11?
Mm-hmm. Hang on.
That matters.
Yeah.
What?
That matters.
Oh, does it? It would have been 11 because I've got a focus in black power.
11? 11 just hits.
Ooh, okay.
Yay!
Is my dexterity higher than the acolytes?
Yes.
Yes.
Woo!
So, plus 1d6 damage. So, I am
2d6
plus... Where are we? Plus perception.
Jay.
It's been so long. Where's my perception? Plus three. Two. So three.
That was subtle. I like that.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, plus three, 14.
14 points of damage.
Yes.
Ooh. Which one were you shooting at? The one on the left or the one on the right?
The one that's gone.
The closest one. I don't know.
The closest one. Right, we're rolling a dice.
Yeah, fish.
Okay, you hit the one on the right. Okay, 14 points of damage. Okay. The one on the right is looking pretty hurt at this point. So, in response to you, as you start running towards Tantan, mm-hmm. the first acolyte, the one that you just shot, is going to fling a bolt towards you. Oh, that misses. that one misses. The second one is going to fire towards Dama and hits Dama and does 9 points of damage to her. And she's going to, sort of, as you're running off, go, "Go look after your friend! I've got these!" And sort of starts running towards them. And she, as she runs towards them, because she hasn't got enough range to get to them, she's going to fling another dagger towards the one on the right-hand side, who looks pretty hurt. That is a good roll. That is a 20 to hit. And she does 8 points of damage. And as you see this knife just fling out from her wrist, it flies towards the throat of it, of the acolyte on the right hand side, and it just pierces the throat, goes straight through, doesn't even get stuck in the body, and the acolyte sort of just like spurts blood out from their neck and then just like slumps down onto the floor. One of the acolytes is dead. At that point, Gillis, you feel a little like jolt of feeling in control. Only slightly, and it was only there for an instant and then it disappeared. So Tantan, over to you.
Would Zen have reached me at this point?
Not quite yet.
Okay. How far away would you say he is?
He's probably about 5 meters or so.
Okay, what's that in yards?
Meters about the same as a yard, give or take.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Over the ranges we're played at.
Yeah, there's no point in doing that. Is there much cover around?
You're
in it. Yeah.
I meant like a large column or like a stone planter or.
You've kind of got a lot of rubble on you at the moment.
Sweet. So would you say that my defence has gone up?
You couldn't be any more in cover if you tried.
I've got images of 10 Barney rubbles sitting on you.
you're kind of stuck.
Okay. Looking at the rocks that are pinning me,
mm-hmm.
do you think that I would be able to free myself?
I don't know. Maybe you'd have to have a strength check, or you can make an intelligence check to try and work it out first.
Yeah, can I do an intelligence check?
Never.
Yes, you can. You can quick. Spend a moment pondering it.
Okay.
Never.
You're being bared down by this giant
pig. Ah, well, that is 13 plus 4, so 17. Would you say this would fall under cultural law because it's elegantly crafted blockwork?
No.
No, it's definitely a third era.
So you spend a few seconds having a think, looking at the rocks around you. It's a ruined balcony. You might be able to squeeze your foot out. There might be a little gap. I don't know. You might just have to either use your dexterity or your strength to get out of there.
I will try and wriggle my way out.
Okay. Make a dexterity check.
Ooh, Jesus. That's not off to a good start.
You found
that
Jesus.
That is not a very good start. Well, I've got one stunt point for a total of 9. Sorry,
nine.
Ten.
Ten.
No,
okay, so
it was 9. I just can't count.
Okay, it's 9. So you sort of have a moment where you're thinking really hard about the best way to wiggle yourself out of this conundrum. You then get lost in your train of thought and you kind of forget to even wiggle out of the situation that you're in. And Skull is bearing down over you. What would you like to do, Skull?
I see this wriggling foot in amongst the rubble and the rage just will not subside. I grab said foot and I just pull.
Freedom!
Strength.
Lordy, 4, 4, 5. So I've got 5 stun points.
Okay.
And so what's 4 for 5?
He easily comes
13 plus 9, 21.
I'd like Yep, easily comes free. Roll a d6.
Pull him or just off. A leg? Yeah.
Roll a d6.
Me?
Yeah. Sorry. How many toes he's missing now?
It's only two.
Two. 2 points of penetrating damage as the rocks rip through your flesh as you're ripped out. What would you like to do with him, Skull?
I have got a... For 3 stunt points, a special move called Slam. Randomly, in my rage, I don't want to slam Tantan. I want to slam my fist into the ground with Tantan in one hand. More of a double axe handle with Tantan sort of flipping around. What that does is everybody within a 5-yard radius.
You're doing like a ground pound. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, ground pound. Yep. Has to do do a dexterity acrobatics check versus my strength might.
Is that me included?
very much in his fist. You're in his life.
You might be kind of dodging a bullet.
15.
Inertia. So what's strength? Then I've got in brackets might. Is that a focus?
So you make a might check. So you're at plus 11 for this.
So I've got another 11. So 22.
22. So that beats Zenith. So Zenith, you are knocked prone. Oof. And roll 1d3.
1d3. It's 3.
You take 2 points of penetration.
God damn it. Yep.
And you are on your ass.
Oof.
Okay. So, as you're doing that, the last acolyte is going to sort of like start backing away and like looks up towards Yukon. Yukon sighs. And he's going to fling. What spells?
Poo.
He's going to throw Icy Grip. Towards Dana. He casts that on a 17. So she's going to do a constitution check. She fails that one. So she takes 1 point of damage, and she like almost seems to like be like starting to freeze and sort of like slows down. By the ice. There we go. Okay. The acolyte is also going to fling a blast at her and misses. These acolytes are shit. okay. So, Damer in response is sort of just going to like slowly move forwards. And she's going to make another constitution check. Nope, it's not high enough. So she's going to take another. Oof. She's taken 6 points of penetrating damage.
Oof.
And she looks like really slow. She like looks like she's slowing down a little bit. So Zenith, what would you like to do?
Well, exactly.
Or Tantan.
Well, go on, Tan.
How far away would I be from? Yeah, am I still being held?
Yes, you are. You're in his.
In his fourth hand.
You're in Skull's hand.
How? I thought it was a pig.
Like a trotter hand.
He is a pig.
Just between the trotters.
Yeah.
Okay. As I am so close to him... Ha-ha! This was my plan all along. Oh, that maybe that's not good. Yeah, that's not so
feed
great.
Feed him something magic.
Can't you turn this off into a battery?
I can do, but it requires a constitution test versus my spell power, and I'm pretty sure your constitution's mahoosive.
It's not bad.
Well, I'll do it anyway, screw
must
it.
Have a weakness.
I'm probably not thinking straight.
Engage him in a battle of wits.
Yeah.
Stranger things have happened.
Okay, so I need to do shock blast, target number 13. So that is, yeah, easily 6, 5, and 1. So that's 12 plus 5, 17. So, could I have a constitution stamina test from Skull, please? Was it Skull?
Yeah.
Skull.
Skull.
Like the beer.
Yeah, it's actually Skull.
So 3, yeah. 6, cheers. 7. My constitution stamina is 6. So that's 6 plus 1 for the brackets.
If it's... Stamina?
Also, sorry, I've got constitution and stamina
plus
in brackets.
Plus 2 for the brackets.
Alright, so in that case, so 8, 14, 16.
Ah, oh, damn it. 15 was the spell power.
Sorry.
So you just take.
I don't want to do this.
One. You just take 1d6 penetrating damage. Ooh, and nice. You take 5.
That's nice.
Okay, 5 points of damage. Nice.
I'll be like, okay. Can anyone else hurt this pig, please?
You can smell rashes of bacon cooking.
Right, he's going to need to pick himself up, obviously. Since, yep. I think he might have to just try and take aim and try and like wing this thing rather than sort of go for a kill shot. So okay. I'm just going to take aim and try and aim for a, you know, hit it in the shoulder or whatever, you know, and try not to hit
okay.
the tail.
So with you being prone, you've got to spend sort of like half your movement getting up. So you spend half your movement getting up. I'd say you wouldn't have time to aim and shoot in the same. You okay. could aim and carry it over if you wanted to.
Mm.
You just take the shot.
My accuracy's pretty good. I'll just take the shot. I'll just hit fire.
Okay.
I'll try not to miss.
So you get up.
16.
That hits very nice.
17, in fact. I keep forgetting I'm adding 4.
Roll your damage.
Okay. What's his dex? What's your dex, Jay?
Roll and find out.
Well, no, I need to know because it affects how many dice.
Oh,
roll.
It could be minus one.
Well, in that case, my dex is definitely higher. So
it's almost like this massive, small, giant-sized pig isn't very dexterous.
Yeah. 4, 8, 9, 10, 11. Oh, I didn't check my stunts. 11 plus.
We actively got a whole tan in front of me, like a
14.
I'm pretty skinny.
Yeah, 14. It's true.
Yeah.
And I'm not.
Nice. Good. Okay. Nice. Fantastic. Okay, so as you're doing that, you sort of see Yukon like sort of steps forward for a moment. He starts sort of like waving his hand around a little bit and sort of brings sort of his blade up to his side. Sort of this long scimitar blade. And he casts a spell successfully, and you notice that his blade sort of like emanates with like a frosty sort of glow. At the same time, you also notice that Skull's tusks begin to like sort of like emanate like coldness at their tips, as does the hooves, like the sort of like
trotters.
Cartilage part of the hooves. The trotters are sort of also becoming quite cold. And you also see the acolyte's sort of like blade on the side of his sort of hip start to sort of glow with like a blue energy. The acolyte's going to take this opportunity to fire another arcane blast towards Dama. And that one hits. And Dama takes 9 points of damage.
Getting beat up.
She's lit up.
Okay. She's starting to look a little bit hurt. And you sort of see the, like, the fear in her face. She's just going to make a constitution test. Nope, she fails it. So she takes another 2 points of damage.
You hate your NPCs, don't you?
I do hate my NPCs. And she's sort of really starting to slow. But she sort of manages to get in range of the acolyte. And she sort of like swings out with this dagger. They can roll to hit, though. That is a 17 to hit, which hits. And she does 8 points of damage to that acolyte.
What we need is a fire priest to warm her up.
So, what would you like to do, Zenith or Tantan?
Tan, you're...
am I within 10 yards of anyone? Apart from Tan, Skull.
Me.
Zenith is near. Yeah, Zenith is like at the foot of the giant. So yeah, just about 10 yards.
What about Dama?
Dama's a bit too far away for that. Okay, she's sort of in, more in the middle of the courtyard.
Okay. I am going to...
Also, whilst this is going on, what I would like you to do is I'd like you to make a constitution check, please.
Damn it. Stamina or just general?
Stamina, please.
Why do these... That's so bad. that's 2, 3, 7, 10.
10, okay, so you fail. Take 1 point of penetrating damage and you are now cold.
Oh.
Put a jacket on.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody close that window!
Cost of living crisis.
Topical.
I will Exactly. I will splash out with some healing, and okay. I will cast Healing Aura.
Okay.
So I need 15 off this.
Won't that affect Skull as well, though?
No, I choose the targets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to be healing the pick. so that's 10, 12, plus 5, 17, and it has a target number of 15, so that's fine. I will spend... How rough are you looking, sir?
I'm just under half of my max health.
Okay, I'll splash out big time then. And I will spend 9 magic points for 3d6 healing. Ooh. So you heal 14, as do I.
Cool.
Cool. Skull, what do you want to do?
Please don't hurt me. Wait a minute, Zen hasn't been yet.
Oh yes, Zenith, gone.
Okay. Well, I think he's just seen that that's been... He's now going to try and take aim. He's going to try and like debilitate Skull rather than go for kill shots. So he's going to aim and fire.
Go for it.
So with an aim, I mean, I'm hitting on lots here. So 7, 10, 15.
15? Okay, fantastic. That hits.
Cool.
What are your damage?
So I am 3d6 plus 3. 14,
okay, cool.
That's a lot. Fantastic.
It's a hand cannon, it's not just a pistol.
Okay, Skull, what do you want to do?
Am I still holding the battery off?
You are indeed.
Okay, I haven't just been taking a massive shot to, I don't know where.
Two massive shots to the shoulder.
Yeah.
Or leg.
Yeah. Sort of something from within the depths of his memory thinks an old proverb of killing two birds in one stone, and he throws the battery at the shooty metal thing.
Uh-oh. Comes full circle.
It does. The story comes full circle. The elf. I would like you to make a strength check, please.
Is it strength or is it accuracy?
I would like you to first roll a strength check, and then I would like you to roll to hit.
That's a 6, a 6, and a 5.
Oh my god.
Oh. Six and a five.
He's now in orbit.
plus 9. Are the baddies from Pokemon?
Yeah.
Okay, roll
blasting
to hit.
Up again.
Roll to hit.
So my accuracy, however, is 0.
Ooh. Oh, that's not as good. That's 9.
9.
Yeah.
Can I spread my cloak?
Like a wingsuit.
You fly.
A squirrel.
Skull, you absolutely fling Tantan towards Zenith, but you get it completely wrong. And rather than like throwing it at Zenith, you throw him into the wall, just to the side. What was the strength you rolled that with in total?
665 is what's that? 12, 17, add 9, 26.
Fucking hell.
26. Tantan, you take 26 points
what?
Of damage as you are squished against a wall.
I didn't want to do this.
Not very far away.
So in my is it easier?
Why did you throw me into like the pillow factory or something?
And I'm also going to say 665. Which one of those dice was the
five was the stunt points?
Five. Okay. So we'll add another d6. So if you can roll a d6 as well.
You roll it. I don't want to do it, Tantan. You roll it. Well, choose your own destiny.
Me?
Yes. I don't really blame for what happens next.
One!
Hey!
Away!
So what have I got? I would have got a one!
Yay! John's the bad one here!
But you still got 26 damage, mate. Don't cheer.
Well, is it going to be easier if I come over and just put you out of misery? Mercy kill.
No, I'm still.
You see him on all fours on the floor, and think he's actually got four legs after all this time.
Just under half health at the moment.
Okay,
cool.
Was that all of that penetrating damage?
All of it penetrating. Okay. Yes. Cool. Your armor's not going to help you being flung against a wall. As that's going on, and sort of like you hear this audible crunch as like Tantan is thrown into the wall. You hear a little bit from behind, and you see Yukon just walking towards Damer, and he sort of like just takes a few sort of effortlessly sort of steps forwards towards her, just brings his blade up and just goes to like spear her. However, at the last moment, even despite being slowed by the cold, she manages to sort of move out the way, and you sort of can see, like, the abject fear in her face. She's a little bit out of her depth and doesn't really know what to do. In response, she's going to take a couple of steps back and just sort of fling another dagger towards this new assailant, and she misses, almost like the panic taking hold of her. She's just going to roll her constitution check, which she fails. She takes 4 points of penetrating damage. She is looking really...
Has she called out for help at any point? Is Zenith aware of this?
She's... You kind of like, at that moment that she's really starting to get gripped by this cold, and sort of just, you hear like this sort of like, ah! No! And you sort of like, she's almost like, you hear her, but like you don't really like, she's not like, she's too stubborn to call for help. But she's like, you can tell she's not doing great. You can sort of see out the corner of your eye as Yukon's bearing down on her.
I think hearing that grunt of effort, Zenith will turn around and assess the situation very quickly and notice mm-hmm. that she's in trouble. So he will try and... How far away are they?
They're probably one move away from you if you sprinted.
Are they close enough to me to shoot, essentially?
They are close enough for you to
okay,
shoot.
In that case, yeah, he will take aim at Yukon and try and like distract him slightly to give her an opening.
Okay.
So go for it. Take aim and fire. Come on! Double six. Right. So that is 12, 15, 19.
Yep, and your dexterity is higher than Yukon's.
Yes! Oh, I've got stunt points. I've got 6 stunt points.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, I should grab that.
Okay, so... Well, let's do lethal blow on top. That's 5, right? So
okay.
I'm gonna roll this, and then I'm gonna add another 2d6 afterwards.
Okay, so
this
cool.
3d6 plus
roll
3.
Your damage.
Oh, 6, 6, 3 again.
Oh.
So that is 15 plus 3, 18 plus another 2d6.
Oh, go for it.
Plus another 6.
Plus another 6.
So 24 damage before.
Okay, so this shot rackets out of your hand cannon in your wrist, flies towards, and you've got a thing for people's shoulders at the moment, and it smacks into his shoulders with like a audible thud, and you sort of like, you see his just face turns towards you, and he exhales, and a large mist of sort of icy cold air just sort of emanates from his mouth. Even in the darkness of this realm, you can tell you have his attention. In response, the acolyte is also going to fling.
I've aggroed the boss. Right, I'm going to kite him away,
and misses despite his best efforts to try and hit Damer. So, Tantan,
mm-hmm.
What would you like to do?
So I'm on the floor. How
you
far away is Damer?
Damer is sort of in the middle of the courtyard from you because you're slumped up against the wall. So she's about 50 meters away.
Oh, she's miles away then. I'd like to get up. So if she's sort of here and I'm up against a wall here, is Skull in the middle?
Or you're in the wall.
Yeah, Skull's like... Zenith is sort of moved a little bit closer towards the center, just naturally by sort of like trying to aggro Yukon. And so Zenith is sort of stood very nearby to Skull, who is just off to the side. You basically got flung into the wall right next to sort of the balcony. So you're not ultimately that far away. That's why it really hurt.
Right, okay. Could I try and like skirt around to sort of move a little bit further away from Skull but get closer to Damer?
Yeah, so you sort of could move away from Skull. Yeah, sort of putting Zenith in between you and
That's the plan.
Skull.
Yep. Yeah, great
indeed.
Idea. Would you... I probably wouldn't be within... let me just look at this. Where is it? It's not within 6 or 10 of Damer, am I?
No.
No. Okay. In that case, I will just do... can't really do all that much. I will do an Arcane Blast against Skull.
Okay.
Which is... very good. That is 11.
11. That hits.
Oh, does it? Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
And that is 6 points of damage.
Okay, cool.
How's he looking at the moment?
He's looking fine.
Looking Tuesday. Fine.
He is looking
crazy.
The pH fine.
Skull, what would you like to do?
Skull's having like loads of little strange flashbacks, so he keeps seeing this metal warrior shoot people on the shoulders. And he remembers a friend of his, perhaps an acquaintance once upon a time in a previous life a million years ago, who made suits for a travelling troubadours called Duran Duran. And he hated doing the shoulders in their suits because they were so puffy and massive. And he thinks maybe this warrior has the same affliction. He just hates shoulders. And also the sound of an elf slapping on concrete reminds him of his own birth. And he's going to.
He remembers back that far?
Of course, he remembers everything. Great Lord Rook. Can he try and wrest control away from this evil presence that's driving him around? Seeing the damage he's done to Tantam, his fellow previous elf,
he's feeling bad. He might.
You see, this genuine pang of guilt. I'm feeling guilty, to be honest. Some of these rolls are shit hot. Could never do this when I was turning trees into more trees.
Okay, so, I'd like you to make a willpower check, please.
Using the giant's willpower or no, my original? Oh shit, I got off on my OG certificate. Certificate? Character sheet.
Yeah. I didn't get a certificate.
Yeah, what is John, why are you giving Jay certificates?
I had to do a test.
competency. RPG competency.
Is it called Is It Made of Wood?
.com. Hang on, I dropped all three of my dice. That's still not good. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. My willpower is 3, so 11. And is it natural law? No, that's int.
No. Gillis, you sort of have that moment of thought, and you try, reach out, nothing works. Skull is still in control. Skull is angry. Skull wants to go hit things.
Okay. Engage you in a battle of wits, Joe.
I'm going to D3 it. 1. Yeah, sorry, in my head, that is you, Tink. Tink, sorry.
Okay.
It's a previous Zenith. Incarnation. Zenith. He drags his trotters through the ground, and he goes full on to gore with his tusks. Okay. So he charges forward and gets. What would this be, brawling? Or.
With his tusks, brawling.
At the risk of doing more damage to myself, isn't my back turned at this point?
Your side is turned, your side is exposed, yes.
So I got 5, 5, 4, with 4 being the stuns. Yes, luckily, it's not plus 6 to anything.
Cool.
So, yeah, I charge in. You sent me the attack for goring people. 1 second.
Yep, there is a stunt for goring.
Ah, yes.
4 million damage.
Oh, yes. I'll roll it. It's only 5 penetrating damage.
Penetrating those.
And
there,
can you roll extra D6 damage as well?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh.
Normal damage. 2d6 plus 9.
Yes, now I see it.
What?
Oh, L is 20. 20 normal damage, and then 5 penetrating.
So, it's, yeah, so it works out 20 overall. Jesus.
I thought I was just doing the penetrating damage. I didn't see the actual weapon stats.
Anyway.
Hang on. I pick him up on the tusks, and I pin him against the wall. And as I'm pushing, the tusks are sort of just going inch by inch. He's sort of under his arms, closer bending. Towards him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to crush this thing.
Class extended warranty.
Okay. So as this is going on, Yukon looks and sort of smiles at Zenith doing that. And there's a moment where Tantan, you look at Yukon, and he just sort of like disappears. It's like he almost takes a step into his own shadow. And then you just hear this voice in your right ear behind you. Oh. And you feel this blade just go straight into your spine.
Hardcore.
I mean, if you don't like
hits,
me, John, you know.
He hits you on.
Having mates is for pussies.
Oh, God.
that is 10 points of normal damage.
Oh.
Plus.
Oh God, there's more.
That's why I was like, I picked up the pencil to start rubbing out. I was like, there's no point. I'll just wait.
just bin the character sheet.
Plus. Two penetrating damage.
Really wondered what you're doing with your right arm.
Just saying, don't roll dice for that. My God.
Two penetrating damage.
Are we on Twitch?
And
yes.
I didn't know that.
And another 11 points of cold damage.
So 10 and 11.
So yeah, 20, 21 and another 2. So... 24 points of damage in total.
I'm unconscious.
You are unconscious.
Well,
the blade digs deep into your back. It comes out the other side. The world goes black.
Oh.
And that is where we will have a little break.
Oh, no! Oh, God.
So,
thanks for coming on.
He's dead now.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Tune in next time. Find out the fate of Tantan and what happens next. See you in a couple of weeks.